This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can join us. The us tonight, it's me, Daryl.
And Chris.
And, you know, we've got a lot of really good stuff that we have brought to the show here. And, you know, we'll try to get through as much of it as possible. But, again, you are welcome to call in 855-450-FREE. Now, Chris, I know that, you know, we're both somewhat politically active in slightly different spheres.
I think that's an understatement, but go ahead with your thought.
But do you recall hearing a couple of months ago the good news, and I'm using air quotes there, the good news for the Libertarian Party when some court said that the CPD may or may not have violated some campaign finance rules.
And the CPD being?
The Commission on Presidential Debates.
There we go. Yes, I do recall that.
And I tried to warn people of, hey, don't get ahead of yourself. This isn't actually saying what you think it says.
Right.
It's just telling the FEC, that's the Federal Elections Commission, that they need to take another look at the rules on whether or not the Commission on Presidential Debates has violated any campaign finance rules by basically hosting three 90-minute advertisements for the Republican and Democratic Party. And I've actually got in my never nicotine-stained fingers a copy of LP News for April. And this actually came in my mailbox a couple days ago. Had no plans to, you know, pick this thing up tonight on the air, but there's a headline, Libertarian Party wins court case against the FEC and CPD. And while it sounds good to say that...
Sounds good so far.
Because, yes, the court did say that, you know, hey, FEC, you need to relook at the CPD's criteria here because it might be designed to favor the Republicans and Democrats. So the FEC actually did comply and, you know,
they took another look.
They took another look.
There we go. So I'm sure they found
complying with the court ruling.
There you go. That's all the ruling said. Just take another look.
Right. So that's the, you know, sort of backstory article that I saw today from IVN, which is the Independent Voters Network. Headline, update. FEC says mountain of evidence against debate commission, not enough.
Well, only one mountain?
Well, that's probably where it fell short. How large the mountain was.
Well, yeah, but still one mountain. I mean, that's just not enough to really make any changes by.
Everest is a really large mountain, so there's only one of it.
Exactly, and if you look at the total size of the Earth, the round Earth, the globe, then it really isn't that big of a deal. You're kind of making a mountain out of a molehill here, Daryl.
So let me jump into the article here. In 2014 and 2015, a group called Level the Playing Field filed two complaints against the Commission on Presidential Debates with the Federal Elections Commission. So they filed both of these complaints with the FEC. Simply put, Level the Playing Field argued that the CPD was not a nonpartisan organization, as its tax-deductible nonprofit status requires, and that the commission's rules requiring candidates to get 15% in the polls in order to qualify for the debates was unfair.
I agree.
The FEC dismissed both complaints without any real consideration. In January, the group, Level the Playing Field, filed a complaint in federal court to challenge the FEC's administrative decision as being arbitrary, capricious, and contrary to law.
That's how you say things, folks, when you don't want to cuss.
Yes. In February, so 1 month later, federal judge agreed with Level the Playing Field, issuing a blistering opinion against the FEC. As part of that opinion, Judge Chutkan ordered the FEC to reconsider the mountain of evidence in support of LPF being Level the Playing Field, against LPF's arguments against the partisan nature of the CPD and unfairness of the 15% rule. In March, the FEC chose not to appeal the decision. Instead, they complied with the judge's order and reissued an opinion that, quote-unquote, considered the evidence. And it's a 33-page order that the FEC put out. Definitely worth a read if you're interested in, you know, that sort of stuff.
Well, what I think is important for listeners who may not be completely aware, maybe you can walk me through this, Daryl.
Okay.
Is, so we got the Federal Elections Commission. We have
yes.
the Commission on Presidential Debates.
Yes.
Who are these people? I mean, federal, so they're part of the federal government?
So the FEC is a federal agency.
Yeah.
The President of the United States gets to appoint commissioners on the FEC.
And they can be libertarian.
Right now,
they
in theory, they could be.
Oh, they're not.
Currently, there is, I believe, one vacancy. There are three Republicans and three Democrats that generally always serve because there's a rule that says that one party can't have more people than the others absent a vacancy. So if one of the Republican commissioners resigns, then the Democrat, there can be three Democrats until that vacancy gets filled.
Well, if that's a rule, then where's the Green Party's equal? Shouldn't it be two Republicans, two Democrats, and two people from the Green Party? Oh, there's a Libertarian Party, too. So shouldn't it up? There's a Constitution Party, too. What am I forgetting? There's got to be at least one more out there. The point is, folks, is this stuff is rigged.
Yes.
So, you know, a lot of us that are more libertarian-leaning tend to look at Republicans and Democrats and go, okay, you separate on the issues on a couple key points, but a lot of the things you guys agree on. It is
right.
It is sort of this duopoly of
right.
American
so,
politics, but these other parties just don't get a voice.
Right.
And
so,
why don't they?
Well, because it's the Republicans and Democrats that make the rules that, you know, support and perpetuate the Republican and Democratic parties.
There you go.
So the FEC, yes, is a federal agency. The CPD, the Commission on Presidential Debates, no. No, it is not. It was a group formed in the mid-1980s from former Republican and Democratic Party national chairman, and the claim is, we're nonpartisan, but really they're bipartisan.
Exactly.
And that's where the whole sort of thing comes in. And what a lot of people don't realize about the 15% rule, they did not have that rule until after the 1992 election. In 1992... There was this little guy from Texas that liked to talk about pie charts. I got a pie chart right here that shows the percentage of debates in which there's been somebody other than a Republican or a Democrat, and you notice how small that sliver of pie is.
Ross Perot. I voted for him.
Do you know what Ross Perot was polling when he was included in the debates?
I can't remember, but
8%.
It was 8%.
Eight.
But he
single digits.
But following those debates, his numbers went up.
Yes, they did.
They went up dramatically.
So they had to put a stop to that. Governor in Minnesota, who at the time he was included in debates, was not a governor. We actually had him on the show a couple months ago. Jesse Ventura, he was polling at very low double digits. So, you know, like 10, 11, 12%, somewhere around there, was included in the debates and wound up winning with, you know, like 36, 37%.
Right. And that was one a lot of the commentators did not see coming at all.
Right. So, you know, inclusion in debates, yes, it is very important. But when you have an arbitrary rule like this, oh, you got to be polling at 15%.
Well, when I was growing up, you know, back in the 30s and 40s, we had the League of Women Voters, who seemed to be the ones that put on most of the presidential debates.
They were running
debates.
The debates until the CPD was created. CPD asked if they wanted to be involved, and they said, we will not be involved in this fraud being perpetrated upon the American people.
Hear, hear.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about the Commission on Presidential Debates and the FEC. That's the Federal Elections Commission. And, well, yeah, that's kind of all messed up. But you know what else is really messed up in this country? Healthcare. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not on sickness. Sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. Doesn't that actually incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and a no-charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about getting a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, whatever medical professional you want? Check them out right now. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, even massage. You will love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we'll get back into this story from IVN. That's the Independent Voter Network. But first to Skype, where we've got Liberty Lover joining us. Liberty, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Doing well.
I noticed a lot of people have been discussing that court ruling on the Commission on Presidential Debates when it really doesn't mean much of anything. But something was floating through my mind the other day on this exact same topic, actually. I noticed that there are other places that have third-party presidential debates. In fact, I believe one in Colorado actually invited Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, if you remember
yes,
that.
Yes, you're talking about the Foundation, Free and Equal Foundation.
Yeah, Free and Equal.
They hosted a debate, and they did invite Donald Trump. They did invite Hillary Clinton. They did invite Jill Stein. They did invite Gary Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, none of those people showed up, but a handful of other presidential candidates did show up for that debate.
And what I was noticing is, you know, the Commission on Presidential Debates really cannot stop the Republican or Democratic candidates from going to any of these.
That's where you're wrong, actually, because they have what's called a memorandum of understanding that while nobody's ever actually read the document, people that are familiar with the documents have said that there's basically a non-compete clause by saying, I will participate in the CPD debates. You also say, I will not participate in any debate hosted by any other entity.
That's not what I was exactly trying to say. I said nothing is stopping them from saying, I'm not going to attend CPD debates.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Okay, I thought you said that there is nothing stopping them from attending other debates.
But I think it's interesting what you bring up, Daryl, that you know, this is such a racket between the Republicans and Democrats that they even, like, sort of enforced their own non-compete against anybody else who wants to see third-party candidates on the same stage, debating issues. That,
correct,
to me, is the big deal. You know, the world isn't fair, and sometimes people get screwed and stuff like that. I get it. But what I really, really, really want to see is the difference in answers between a Jill Stein or a Gary Johnson with a Donald Trump or a Hillary Clinton. That, to me, is what people need to see.
And, Chris, you had mentioned the League of Women Voters that previously, from 1976 through 1984, ran the debates.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people will mention that in 1980, John Anderson was included in a debate.
Oh, yeah.
He was, but the only time there have been three presidential candidates on a major debate stage was 1992 with Ross Perot,
yeah,
because Jimmy Carter refused to debate John Anderson. So when Carter refused to debate Anderson, the next two debates, they did not invite Anderson because they knew that Carter wouldn't show up, and they wanted to have the sitting president in two of the three debates.
Yeah, I don't know. Go ahead.
I, I actually think that's what cost, that might have been part of what cost Jimmy Carter the election, is he was a little weak. If there is to be a commission on presidential debates, what do you think the rules for getting in should be?
Well, one, I don't think there should be a commission on presidential debates, but two, since there is one, I say just strike out that 15% requirement, and that would still require that the person be constitutionally eligible to be president,
right,
and have achieved ballot access on enough states to where they had a theoretical chance to win the presidential election, which this year would have, I believe, or last year rather, would have had four presidential candidates on the debate stage.
I've got to ask, does that, for example, part of the campaign Evan McMullen ran, for example, would that include him because he was technically a write-in candidate in enough states to win?
He was on the ballot in 11 states. So the CPD rule, mm-hmm. other than the 15% requirement, is that you're on the ballot in enough states.
Hmm.
It didn't equal it. I'm just saying, like, for example, Evan McMullen had barely over 100 electoral votes he could access, but
right.
he had enough with a write-in
Correct.
Status. Would,
which I believe is why he may have been invited to the free and equal
mm-hmm.
thing, because of, you know, the states where he did have that write-in status. I would love to see, you know, all of the candidates that are on a ballot somewhere be invited to at least one debate.
Here's a thought. How about the free market? Why don't we have these put on by media companies? Because that's pretty much what they are. They're just an excuse to get lots of TV viewers for them. They love it. Fox News sponsors a debate, and they can invite whoever the heck they want.
That would make sense, but again, they would need to come up with some kind of objective criteria.
Which is fine.
And they would probably set that criteria of, oh, you've got to be polling. Let's just say somebody's polling 15%. They'll jack it up to you've got to be polling 20. You've got to be polling 25, 30%.
That's fine. Then somebody else could come up with a debate that's more fair because people might be clamoring for it.
In theory, that's a really great idea. In actuality, because I've hosted debates and tried hosting other debates.
And been in debates.
Last year, I tried putting together a debate for the gubernatorial candidates here in New Hampshire.
Sure.
Invited everybody that filed. The only person that responded, I will attend, was someone who did not get enough petitions to even make it onto the ballot.
I'll be there.
NH1, which I believe is going out of business on the broadcast television, they put together a debate and said, you've got a poll at 10%, even though ballot retention is 4%. So they basically set the criteria of everybody that's not a Republican or a Democrat. Liberty Lover, thank you
Thanks.
For the call. And there's more to this story from IVN that we'll get into. And, of course, your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about debates. You could say we're debating debates.
I knew that was coming, Daryl.
In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And the reason we're talking about this is because, well, there was a news article that came out from the Independent Voter Network. Update, FEC says mountain of evidence against the Commission on Presidential Debates, not enough. And again, this is in response to a lawsuit filed in January by a group called Level the Playing Field, saying that, you know, the FEC's administrative decisions, that the CPD was, you know, somehow being fair by only allowing Republicans and Democrats. Level the Playing Field filed a suit in federal court. The federal judge agreed with the group and issued an opinion that a lot of people had said, this is a major victory. The CPD is finally going to have to change their rules, blah, blah, blah. No, actually what the court ruled was the FEC had to re-examine their decision that the CPD was a nonpartisan organization. And the FEC chose to, you know, comply and reconsider the evidence, the decision. And I've posted a link to the article from IVN on the Facebook and the Twitter for Free Talk Live. And there at the bottom of that article, you can find that 33-page decision for yourself and read if you want to. But the decision addresses many of the arguments and pages of evidence offered by Level the Playing Field's complaint. However, it offers little in the way of a rationale for why no candidate other than a Republican or Democrat has qualified for the debates in 25 years, especially considering that 76% of Americans who were recently surveyed said that they want to have at least one more person in those presidential debates. Notably, the FEC, Chris, as you mentioned earlier, is a commission made up of six appointed members, three Republicans and three Democrats, who have been unable to make decisions on some stuff because of hyper-partisan deadlock. Decisions by the FEC require four members of the commission to agree. So when asked to reconsider its opinion on whether the composition and rulemaking of the CPD were unfair to everyone except for members of the duopoly, the decision seemed easy. The FEC's opinion rationalizes partisan activities, statements, and even donations made by the CPD members and chairs. For example, the decision shrugs off public statements by CPD members that express clear opposition to the inclusion of independent or minor party candidates into the debates by rationalizing, quote, "There is no indication that the statements from the officers and directors were made in their official capacity as representatives of the CPD."
I'm sorry.
So
I'm just jaded at this point.
Here we have the, you know, quotes from the chairman of the CPD saying he doesn't want anybody other than Republicans or Democrats in the FEC saying, well, there's no indication that he made that statement in his official capacity.
Hey, just he's kind of got that feeling.
The FEC also points to an interesting argument made by the CPD that having more inclusive debate standards would create an unacceptable risk that leading candidates with the highest levels of public support would refuse to participate. In other words, we can't control the political parties because the political parties control us.
That is exactly it. And, I mean, there's a lot of things that are rigged in this country, and, you know, we kind of live in more of an oligarchy than a constitutional republic,
right,
in my personal opinion. So it's not surprising that the selection of our leaders is going to follow the same thing. It does not only that, but it does at every level. I mean, we can talk about U.S. senators and how state legislatures used to select their senator to represent the state to go to Washington. And the 17th Amendment did away with that, you know. So now special interests select our senators for us, and then they go and they look like NASCAR drivers, or they should. When they get there.
I think an even bigger problem, and it's something that very few people talk about, is the fact that we have legislators choosing their constituents instead of constituents choosing their legislators.
Well, maybe there's a little gerrymandering going on. It's insane. And you're exactly right. So that takes the step down to the congressional level. So
I'm not even talking as high as Congress. I'm talking about you have state representatives and state senators.
Oh, sure.
Choosing who they are going to represent.
I get that part.
Because it's the state legislators that draw the congressional maps. It's the state legislators that draw the state district maps.
Right. But my point is that in every level of the federal government where we select people, at the presidency, in the Senate, and in Congress, in the House of Representatives, all of these are rigged.
Yes,
the selection is rigged completely. So when you say, you know, I voted, I'm exercising my right, my civic duty, because if I don't vote, I won't make a difference, and I want my voice to be heard. Well, it's not, you know, and it's
right.
A shame, and it should not be this way. This
and
is not how our country was started.
There's a quote that oftentimes gets manipulated slightly, and I've actually pulled up the Russian text and had it properly translated by someone who is Russian. And the quote, and I'm going to paraphrase here, is again, I believe attributed to Stalin, that says it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes.
Yeah.
Well, I contend it doesn't matter who casts a ballot, it matters who creates the ballot.
Sure.
Because you've got, you know, as you mentioned, you've got, you know, a group of Republicans and Democrats that wind up determining who's even allowed on the ballot.
Right. And this issue is called ballot access. And we talk a lot about voter rights and things like that. And there's a lot. Like the left will talk about that. You know, they'll say, you know, we have to make sure that everybody gets their chance to vote. And the right will say that there's voter fraud going on and we've got to make sure this doesn't happen. That's all smoke and mirrors, and guys.
Most of the high-profile cases that you hear about voter fraud is some Republican operative trying to prove how easy voter fraud is
that winds up
getting convicted of voter fraud.
That happens occasionally. But Democrats, there's blood on your hands on this one, too, and I'm calling out to all our people listening in Chicago, Cook County. But that's not the point. And what Daryl correctly brings up is that government... These political parties are choosing their voters. They're saying, because this area leans mostly to the left and the Democrats are in charge of the state house, we're going to carve this weird shaped pattern through your neighborhoods so we can maximize the count of voters. And we're going to, you know, split Republicans across six or seven different ones, so they're always in the minority. I mean, that's it's gerrymandering.
And then there's, you know,
you allow it.
There's incumbent protections, even though, you know, a lot of the, you know, rules that are written down for how you draw districts says that you are not supposed to take into consideration the location of where any of the incumbents live. But yet they do.
Yeah.
They'll look at that, and then they'll look, oh, well, you know, this community has historically voted this way. But some of those numbers could just be flawed because, well, maybe there's never been a Republican that files in this district because they think they can't win. So, you know, like, there's all kinds of weird things that get taken into consideration.
Right. And when we have turned over such an important part of our country to two political parties, which are just clubs, you cannot say you're free in any way when you have acceded all power to two private organizations. Hey. You do not live in a free country.
As George Carlin said, it's a big club and you ain't in it, and it's the same club they use to hit you over the head. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
And tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And how would you like to save between 5 to 33% on things that you were likely going to buy anyway? Well, I'll tell you how you can do that. You go to saveatpurse.com. And there's two ways that you can make this work for you. Let's say you're in a hurry and you only want to save 5%. You can get a guaranteed 5% savings there at saveatpurse.com. I actually ordered something a few days ago where I got two 12 packs of Buy Coco Fusion variety pack. So it's a coconut drink, and the variety pack has like coconut and raspberry, coconut and lime, coconut and pineapple, and then just the plain coconut. Got the variety pack, two of those, saved, you know, 5%, so saved $2 off. There have been other things where I've saved 20, 25% or more in total. I've used this 54 times and saved over $500. Ian Freeman, the main co-host of Free Talk Live, he's saved a lot more than me because he's made some, you know, larger purchases than I have, but it's just that easy. So you go to saveatpurse.com, and then, you know, if you want to do instant, you do instant. If you want to get a higher percentage, then what you'll need to do is put things into an Amazon wish list, then import the wish list into the account there at saveatpurse.com, and then you fund the account with Bitcoin. And then, you know, through the magic of somebody wanting to buy your Bitcoin at a markup, you wind up getting the items on your doorstep or your mailbox or wherever your mail winds up going.
Win, win, win.
And then when you pick up the item, you mark, I have the item, and then the Bitcoin goes from escrow to the person that made the purchase. Saveatpurse.com. Changing gears slightly from the FEC to another lawsuit, because that whole thing about the Federal Elections Commission and the Commission on Presidential Debates was spurned because of a lawsuit saying that the CPD rules were unfair. And now there's a very interesting lawsuit that might wind up seeing Warner Brothers have to pay out nearly $1 billion.
You got it.
Because of Ghost?
Because of ghosts. And this is coming to us from Business Insider. And the headline is, Warner Brothers might have to pay $900 million if they can't prove ghosts are real.
So, first off,
I just love that.
You know, this is one of those things to where when you hear that, it's like, okay, so what caused this lawsuit?
Sure.
And then there's all the questions of, how do you prove that ghosts are real?
Well, let's tackle the first part first, the first question first. So the studio and filmmakers behind the successful Conjuring franchise.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of The Conjuring?
Okay. Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's been a very big film franchise, and they got a couple more coming in, I think. Studios and filmmakers behind the successful Conjuring franchise are being sued by an author for $900 million. The three films in the franchise grossed $886 million at the global box office, and two more films are on the way.
So they're being sued for more money than they've made from the films.
You got it, but they got two more evidently in the can. They get ready to go out. Author Gerald Brittle wrote a book about the Warrens in 1980 called The Demonologist. Brittle claims that he had an exclusive agreement with Ed and Lorraine Warren, the paranormal investigators whose case files are dramatized in the Conjuring movies.
All right.
Warner Brother Pictures made its own deal with the Warrens that kind of went around this author, which led to the production of The Conjuring, The Conjuring 2, and Annabelle, which was another in the series.
All right. So let me see if I understand this so far. You've got this author guy, yep. Gerald Brittle.
Yep.
Winds up, you know, contacting a couple of paranormal investigators.
Who have a very fascinating story to tell. Yep.
I want to write a book about your story.
Yep, and I want it exclusive.
And I am the only person that can write books about your story. Sign this contract. And they say, all right, we're cool with you being the only person that can write books about our thing. Sign the contract.
Or,
and then Warner Brothers says, we want to make a movie about your thing. And they're like, that sounds good. We like money. And so they sign a contract with Warner Brothers.
Well, yeah, and the question is, I mean, the legal question is going to end up being, where was this actual... we'll finish it up because the story itself is short. We can discuss it at length. What makes this...
I just pulled up the 355-page lawsuit.
Yeah, I have
lawsuit.
It up too. We're going to read that after this. I'm just kidding.
I don't think I'm going to have time to figure out whether or not the exclusive agreement that Brittle had was for books or for all iterations of the story. And that's the very important detail.
It is. So I'm going to read this last paragraph, and Daryl is going to read the 358 pages and find this proof that we need. What makes a suit more interesting than your standard Hollywood contract dispute is an aspect dealing with the movie studios claim that the Conjuring movies weren't based on Brittle's book and that they are indeed based on, quote, historical facts, unquote. Brittle says that can't be possible because he, and other skeptics, posits that the Warren's case files about paranormal and supernatural activity are fabricated. So basically he's saying, well, if this is what your lawsuit is based on, and you're saying that it is based on historical facts, then okay, prove that they're facts. Prove that ghosts really exist. Otherwise, your whole defense of this claim is false. You failed. There you go.
Right, and this sort of, you know, brings up another discussion, and I forget the exact wording that a lot of the movie studios are using now, to where it used to be based on a true story.
Right.
It's now like, based on actual events.
Yes.
And then they totally, you know, changed the events to where really the only thing right. that actually happened is the guy woke up that morning and ate breakfast.
Well, even better is my favorite one of these is Fargo, the movie Fargo, or the TV show.
You know, heard of it, never seen it.
Okay, well, in the intro, it says, I'm going to paraphrase.
Doesn't somebody get shoved into a wood chipper?
Don't give away plot details of movies you've never seen. So anyway.
I'm just asking questions.
The movie Fargo is a complete work of fiction. And they did take elements of, you know, different horrendous stories that had happened in the Midwest.
There's a city of Fargo.
Right. But as it starts out, there's this rolling title, you know, and it talks about, you know, the everything you're about to see actually happened. Out of respect for the dead, the living, some names have been changed. Out of respect for the dead, this story is told exactly the way it happened. Now the Coen brothers, who did the movie Fargo, they've said that's all part of the fiction of the movie. That scrolling title is part of the fiction. So people do go to Fargo and they still talk about, you know, all that stuff in Fargo that right. really happened.
But then there's movies like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
Was based on actual events. And then there was another movie that I forget what the movie was that was based on actual events. And those two movies are based on the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
To where really the only thing that actually happened was somebody somewhere wound up getting either killed or harassed by some psycho person.
Yeah.
But none of the details were as portrayed in either film.
Sure. But you can look at like serial killers like Ed Gaines and stuff like that that have inspired filmmakers, a lot of different filmmakers, to include certain aspects of serial killers in their films and things like that. So I fault no one for a little bit of artistic license, and I fault people who sit there and go, yeah, everything in Fargo really happened just the way they said it did. Well, do a little bit of research.
Right.
They never intended it that way, but it was a good film.
Right. So just trying to scroll through, apparently there are five aspects of copyright that one can wind up signing over or granting to another person, those being reproduction, distribution, public performance, public display, and the exclusive right to prepare derivative works. And again, we don't know how many of those five the Warren signed over to the author of the book, The Demonologist, and how many they retained and how many they wound up signing over to Warner Brothers. Very interesting. If you know more, please call 855-450-3. Hour 2 coming up next.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.